I got about half of that, 12 points, top of the table.
I was happy with the second half, not so much the first half. First half, I thought we got in good areas and probably try to score the perfect goal. We never really worked the keeper, never had enough shots, enough crosses. All kind of seemed to be in front of teams. With the second half, obviously, we were a totally different team. We created probably, about 8 or 9 really good chances, so we could have scored a lot more goals. But the encouraging thing was obviously going a goal behind, the reaction for the players.
What did you say to half time that came out and done
that? No, just obviously we need to up the tempo a wee bit, we need to pass the ball forward a wee bit quicker. And I think we've done that second half. We need to get closer to people as well, because obviously when they get the goal, they get a wee bit of confidence. But I thought second half, we were a totally different team. Obviously we had a real goal threat going forward, some really good goals, and probably could have scored more.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, two long balls for the kind of the two goals at the start of the second half, but they were kind of pinpoint long balls, you know, just kind of...
No, that's... They were into the spaces where we've got a lot of pace, a lot of power up front, so if you give them service like that, it's very hard to defend against. And then once you start doing that, then you can start passing through teams, and I thought we'd done that as well. There's a lot of dangerous crosses coming in that we could probably have done a wee bit better with. But the encouraging thing was the amount of chances we created.
How important is it that you finish top of the group and get the seeding?
The main thing is getting through. I don't know about getting seeded, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get tough teams no matter who you get. But the important thing was obviously getting another win, getting the habit of winning, coming back for obviously losing a goal. And we just make sure they continue on next week.
You're without Williamson and Higginbottom for next week, so I assume that's why they were on the bench today.
Yeah, no, it's a wee bit frustrating when they pick up, obviously, bookings either in the playoffs or the very last game, more or less the last game of the season, and it carries through to this season, so it makes it difficult. But obviously, it's only one game, so they'll be back sooner rather than later.
Can he goals debut?
No, delighted for him. He's done really well pre-season, and he deserves to play today. And I thought he took his opportunity, done really well, and it just means you've got competition. Especially with Sean being out, and I'm sure he'll push Rob all the way.
Well, just casting your mouth, some boys obviously got a couple of goals. Strikers need to score goals, don't they? And that'd be great for his confidence.
No, it is. In the second half, I thought he was much more of a threat. And that's kind of what we said to him at the end of the first half. He needs to be a striker, he needs to score goals, he needs to be in the right areas. And I thought he'd done that much better second half. He was a lot stronger as well. And I'm sure he'll be a big player for us this year.
And nice to get more minutes in the legs of James and Faze as well.
Definitely. Obviously, they've missed a good bit of pre-season with injury. But you can still see some of Faze's touches as well. I think for the second goal, it was incredible, his feet. I'm sure he'll be brilliant for us this year.
Speaking of injuries, Lewis Martin wasn't in the squad today. Does he have a knock or is it just a safety? Yeah, he
hurt his groin. We're hoping he'll be all right for next week. But we didn't want to take any chances.
Right. All right.